Hey everybody, Stephen from The Truth About Dyslexia here. That would make sense because you're on the podcast. This is how my dyslexic mind works. Okay. In today's episode, what I want to talk about is my morning routine. I kind of do this podcast every year because it changes so much. Wouldn't it be just, you know, there's a part of us that always just goes, actually, let me save that for the podcast. Let's dive in. Okay, so let's dive in. That intro was a bit, you know, all over the place. You know, there's so much I want to say around morning routines. You know, I've been enamored with them or interested in them for the last, must be 5, 6, 7 years. To be honest, time with dyslexia just kind of goes out the window. I find it very hard to judge what was 10 years ago versus 5 years. To be honest, you know, anything after 1 or 2 years is pretty challenging, right? So it can be really tough to kind of go back in time and say how long you've done something, but that's just a bit of a tangent for the morning. Well, what's really, you know, stood up for me recently, since I, you know, over Christmas in New Zealand, it is our summer holidays and our Christmas holidays. So it's always a time where our routine gets thrown out the window. We all take 2 to 3 weeks off. The following month is a bit weird for work, because a lot of people are still away, some people are back. And this year, I had 2 or 3 different short holidays in different locations. And something that happens when you keep changing locations is things even feel longer. It's a natural kind of psychological thing. And so between that, plus, just if that wasn't enough, I moved house. And so the minute you move house, all your external triggers change, which is the most amazing thing in the world, but it's also the most challenging when you want to stick to a routine. So my morning routine used to involve meditation. It used to involve me going for a 45-ish minute walk, listening to a podcast. It involved a bunch of different things, especially, you know, times of waking up and everything in between. It was really, you know, I had a bunch of things I used to do. And what's happened over the last couple of months is my walking's gone out the window. I need to go and buy some more shoes, and I've been really terrible at prioritizing that. You know when your shoes just get they're on the edge of dying, and you're like, oh, they're not that comfortable to walk in, but I've got to actually apply time to go and buy more shoes. And with COVID and the crazy world, New Zealand's just getting into that stuff more. You know, I don't know if I want to go into a shop at the moment, but if I order online, have I got the right size? You know, all that stuff. So what's happened is it's given my mind a great excuse to lower the prioritization on walking, which is always fantastic. So that's one thing. But so I haven't really been walking on a regular basis, which is something I got into last year and I fell in love with. And so I'm like, gosh, that's just fallen off my morning routine. What I've also noticed is I haven't set a clear time to wake up. With this new house, I seem to be waking up at very erratic times between 6 and 7. Sometimes, as I say, much earlier than that. But it's been, you know, it's been a bit erratic, shall we say. I haven't got a set time frame. And I don't know about you, like if you're in a relationship, I have this terrible guilt, and I've gotten over it very much compared to what I used to be, but I still feel really bad rolling around in the morning. If I wake up and I can't get back to sleep, I'm like that fidgeter that just fidgets. And so I've gotten up in the morning, you know, I just get up. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm not even going to get into overthinking. I'm just going to use this as a plus to just get up. But what that means is I'm very much waking up on my own time schedule. So there's no routine to it, which sometimes that feels good, but I know the way I operate, the way my mind operates, the more structured that routine, the better. And as you can hear my calendar, see, routine is good. That's probably my, that's actually my diary telling me to record this podcast. You know, calendars are great things. And I like, you know, when you've got it in your calendar, I sometimes beat it, which is always good. But I guess that actually brings me on to the next thing is what's so valuable about routines and getting them right for the morning or any time is making sure they're stable enough, but also flexible enough. You know, I needed a routine to remember to record this podcast. But I'm flexible. If I did it 20 minutes early, I'm not going to beat myself up. If I do it 20 minutes late, I'm not going to beat myself up. But I do need a structure of having a general time I'm going to record this. Or, guess what? It doesn't happen. Life carries on. Things keep happening. I become very reactive, which I'm sure we've all been over the many, many years we've been on this earth. And so, you know, there's a few tangents this morning, but I do enjoy a tangent. I'm getting a lot out of this podcast, so I'm going to continue. So the morning routine, let's dive back into it. So what has worked? I have stuck to meditation. That has been the most active thing I've done on a work day. So Monday to Friday, I'm getting in at least a 25-minute meditation, where possible 45 minutes, but I seem to be getting a 25-minute one in pretty regularly, which is awesome. And that's definitely helping to settle myself. I'm also having a morning coffee. Oddly, that was the routine that didn't suffer from many moves. It seemed to come. Having some morning stimulant was definitely one that stuck with me in the move. But definitely walking, I've struggled with. Time of waking up, I've struggled with. Just trying to get into a regular routine. Drinking water in the morning is another one. Today was the first time I woke up and I drank a liter of water before I had a cup of coffee. And I already feel better for that decision. And so I'm sitting, and it's kind of what triggered me to do this podcast. And I'm sitting there going, wow, that makes me feel amazing. How do I make sure that I do this again and again and again and don't just go back to drinking 2-3 cups of coffee in the morning, which is kind of a trigger. If I don't have anything else to do, that's what I will do. And so, you know, I wanted to run through. So here's what I'm thinking, and I just want to share with it because I've run this routine before. There's a few tweaks to this, but in essence, I'm going to be waking up at 6:30 in the morning. I've decided that, you know, I'm going to trial 6:30. There are going to be times where I wake up before it, but I don't really want to wake up after that. So 6:30, you know, is quite viable for me. I'm a morning waker. I'd rather go to bed a bit early. I know people are opposite. So just be really aware there is no perfect morning routine for everyone. Whatever routine works for your style, the key of it is that it's in the morning and there is a routine around it. That's the only two factors, right? So for me, 6:30 is the time. And so what I want to do when I get up at 6:30 is I want to go and fill a liter bottle of water. I want to put a little bit of lemon juice with it. That always is good for the digestive system. And I'm going to buy some electrolytes as well. You know, potassium, magnesium, calcium, something that goes in it, flavorless ideally, that'll just kind of give me a wake up. With some of the food I'm eating at the moment, it does say that I need more electrolytes, and I've been a bit lazy on making that a regular habit. So building that into the morning routine is super valuable. So I believe I'll probably do some doom scrolling in the morning, or you know, look at the news. I don't know. I'm kind of addicted to that at the moment. I know everyone says don't look at the news. I don't watch it, but I do like the occasional doom scroll because it feels like the world news at the moment is kind of just like a drama show. It doesn't feel real, right? So let's be honest, I'll probably do that while I'm drinking my water. I'll try and smash that out. I'll also be getting my shoes and socks on, my new pair of shoes that I'm buying. I'm going to buy some Allbirds. Another Kiwi created that brand, a New Zealander who plays football. So I'm very connected to what he stands for. And they're very nice looking shoes. So I'm going to buy some good quality shoes that'll last me. And I'm going to put them on by about 6:45. And then I'm going to grab my AirPods, probably my favorite purchase for my ADHD dyslexic mind. They allow me to really focus. So I'm going to chuck those in my ears and I'm going to go for a walk for between 30 and 45 minutes. That's the one bit I need to keep working on with my area. I'm going to start off by not making it too tough. I want to stick to 30 minutes of walking because, you know, I've always had a habit in the past of trying to do too much when I first build routines, and it kind of catches me out. When I get caught out, if I try and do too much too quickly, the routine doesn't stick. So I'd rather do a 20 to 30 minute walk rather than a 45 hour walk if it sticks. So that's really important. So touch wood, I'm I'm back in the house between, let's say 7:15 to, let's say 7:30. Let's presume I'm underestimating times, and like, which I do. You know, have you ever estimated a time and gone, wow, that's remarkably out? So we'll say about 7:30, get home, have a shower. At that point, I'm ready for a cup of coffee. I like a cup of coffee before meditation. I know a lot of people don't, but for me, I enjoy it. It kind of actually focuses me. I'll have a cup of coffee with Holly, and we'll talk on the couch, say 7:30 to 8-ish. I've still got to work on her to make sure she's happy with that. It's good to ask people if they're involved in your morning routine. And then at 8 o'clock, I'll go and do my meditation between 8 and 8:30. And then I'm into my work day by 8:30 in the morning. So that's going to be my routine. It's about 2 hours. You know, some people do their routines in about 45 minutes. But for the way I work, I definitely need 2 hours to get it done. I'm in a role where I work from home, so I don't have to worry about driving to work. I'm very blessed, I know, with that. But yeah, that's going to be my morning routine going forward. You know, I've also been very blessed recently to get a new personal assistant in one of my businesses, which has made a massive benefit to my life. An awesome team member based out of the Philippines who's been super, super helpful. And I'm going to get her to listen to this podcast, and I'm going to get her to write my routine down. This is going to be a good test for her to build my routine out so I actually remember it, because I haven't fully written this down yet, and I'll see if she can do it for me. She's pretty amazing. So yeah, have an epic rest of your day, guys. That is my morning routine podcast for 2022. I hope you pull something from it. If you've got any questions, I'll see if I can set it up on Spotify so you can ask me questions on it. I can do it on Spotify, not on the other platforms, I believe. Or you're always welcome to message us in our Facebook group, or on our website, truthaboutdyslexia.com. And if you do like the podcast, please review it, please share it. The more reviews we get, the more people see the podcast, the more people it can help. I know it's frustrating. Just chuck a few stars against it and chuck a couple of words going, what a great voice, what a great Kiwi voice. It's so so smooth, or whatever you feel. Anyway, you know, this is very modest, you know. Anyway, have an epic rest of your day, guys, and I'll be back next week.